A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite Size. My name is Dan Club. It is Wednesday, the 17th of January, 2024, and I've got all the latest news surrounding Liverpool Football Club to bring you over the next few minutes. And we begin with the news that PGMOL chief Howard Webb has once again been talking through some of the controversial decisions around the Premier League, and of course, they involve the Reds. Why wouldn't they? Never, never a million miles away from controversy when it comes to referees this season and beyond, of course. And yeah, he's once again essentially said that the refs got it wrong when they decided not to award Liverpool a penalty at Anfield, when Martin Odegaard essentially decided to play basketball in his own penalty area. Yeah, and honestly, you can probably tell by the tone of my voice, I'm relatively tired of talking about referees and just being inept at what they're supposed to be good at, essentially. More fool me for thinking VAR would solve all our problems, because it gave the same not very good at their job officials chance to watch decisions again and again and again, and yet still come up with the wrong one. It really is staggering at this point. But yeah, essentially, Howard Webb, when asked by former Liverpool striker Michael Owen, of course, whether he thought it was a penalty, said, yeah, the game expects that to be a penalty. And yeah, we do expect that to be a penalty, Howard. Unfortunately, your referee on the day, your VAR on the day, and your assistant VAR on the day all decided it was not worthy. So yeah, unbelievable once again. And ultimately, refs get a lot of stick in this country, and of course they do, and a lot of it is misplaced, a lot of it is wrong, but unfortunately, time and time again, like countless already this season, Liverpool and the Premier League more broadly have seen some utterly terrible decisions. None worse, of course, than the decision not to award Luis Diaz's goal against Spurs. I mean, what happened there? Jordan Henderson is the next piece of news I want to touch upon. Actually, as we know, former Liverpool captain left the Reds in the summer to join Steven Gerrard in the Saudi Pro League at Al Ettifaq. Unfortunately, there's been some news stories doing the rounds in recent weeks that he wasn't happy, hadn't settled over there for whatever reason. He has agreed to terminate his contract at Al Ettifaq and will be joining Dutch Eredivisie giants Ajax on the back of that. Really interesting one, I think. One that will sort of divide opinion. I think as far as the news goes, it's clearly a good move for Henderson, who, as I mentioned, wasn't happy in Saudi for whatever reason. And I think Ajax is a pretty good landing spot for him, if I'm going to be honest, because in terms of the stature of the club, in terms of the luster, I think it's very impressive, quite frankly. One of the giants of European football, albeit they're not having things their own way, that's to say the least, in the Eredivisie this season. Earlier on this campaign, it was a real mess. I think they've sacked one manager already so far this term, and they were struggling against relegation, earlier on this season. Like I mentioned, there was protests, there was game abandonments, all kinds going on. It's turned around a little bit since then. I think they're fifth now in the Eredivisie. But yeah, Jordan Henderson, the former Liverpool captain, looks to be heading for Ajax, where he won't be playing the Reds in competitive action anyway, because Ajax missed out on qualifying to the knockout stages of the Europa League. Instead, they'll be playing in the Europa Conference League, which will be interesting to watch. But yeah, Henson's time at Al Ettifaq looks like it's about to come to an end. So yeah, good luck to him at Ajax. Mamadou Sonko is the next person I want to touch upon now. Now, Swedish left winger has been linked to Liverpool in recent days. It's been said that Liverpool are making strong moves to acquire the signature of the 18-year-old. This comes from Football Direct in Sweden, actually. And he himself, the player, has been speaking about Liverpool in recent days. He said if he, Jurgen Klopp, was to call him privately, he would laugh, because it's pretty unlikely. It's easier for him to reach my agents than me. I haven't gotten that call anyway. So clearly he's aware, at least, of the interest from Liverpool. But 18 years old, as I mentioned, he's played 14 times this season for the Swedish club. And yeah, the fact he's a left winger is what clearly puts me and probably most Liverpool fans off this deal, because Liverpool have an abundance of left wingers right now. Luis Diaz, Diogo Jota can play out there. Cody Gakpo was signed as one, essentially. He's changed a lot since then. Darwin Nunez can play a little about there as well. So we are blessed in that department. It's not an area we need to be looking to add to necessarily. However, there's a reported asking price of $6 million for the young Swede. And if he is, you know, one of the next world superstars about to burst onto the scene, then Liverpool don't want to be turning down the chance to sign one of those for $6 million. So possibly one to watch. And like I say, clearly he's aware of Liverpool's admiration for him, at least.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The next news story comes from Fabrizio Romano. It's an interesting one. It's not necessarily a news story, this, more comments in passing, but it did catch my eye because Romano told his Caught Offside briefing that, as he's mentioned this week, Liverpool are exploring the market for potential new signings at centre-back, although it's not something urgent or guaranteed to happen in January. As we know, Liverpool generally prefer to do their business in the summer. He goes on to say that, "I don't have any concrete name yet at this stage, but I was told that Liverpool have made some calls to some centre-backs to be informed of their situations. It hasn't become concrete negotiation as of now. It is not easy to find top players in the January window. That's the problem." Interesting. That, to me, says that Liverpool are clearly assessing the market and we're clearly keeping an eye on what's going on, which is more than I think a lot of people expected. I think a lot of people are just saying Liverpool aren't doing business and that's that. Essentially, that clearly isn't the case. Liverpool are always looking for opportunities. Certainly in January, there have been a couple of times down the years whereby we've looked quiet up until we're not quiet and then we've got a signing through the door. Not necessarily saying that will happen this time around, but there remains a possibility. And I do wonder whether there's a bit of a domino effect with Liverpool's business and indeed the Premier League's business, because it's been a very, very quiet start to this window. We're 17 days into January now and there's been one paid for transfer across the entire Premier League. So yeah, one to watch, potentially Liverpool, but Romano clearly of the belief and of the opinion that Liverpool are assessing at least the options available to them. And one of them could be Levi Colwill, a player we spoke about a hell of a lot during the summer. Chelsea, of course, decided to stay at Chelsea, signed a new contract at Stamford Bridge until 2029. However, a report from 90 Min has claimed that Liverpool are still monitoring Chelsea defender Levi Colwill. Colwill was courted by Liverpool upon return to Chelsea following a successful loan spell at Brighton last year. Now, Liverpool clearly liked him. There's no two ways about that. He's still only 20. He's played 20 times this season in the Premier League. 14 of them have come as a left-back, left-footed centre-half. Very much of the mould Liverpool were looking at. I think his age profile suits still. A lot of people will point to his form this season and say it's not exactly been of a level whereby he'd be banging down the door to go and get him. However, at 20, at a very talented footballer who's clearly got room to grow and develop still, I don't think it's a deal Liverpool will shy away from necessarily. There's probably a price point in which we'd have to walk away, of course. But The Chelsea angle's interesting because there's been loads of talk about Chelsea needing to sell one of their homegrown players in particular to sort of balance out the profits and sustainability books. And the Conor Gallagher one has been the one at the forefront, but Levi Colwill falls into that category as well. So it's not out of the realms of realism that Liverpool could do something surrounding Levi Colwill. The type of player I would like to see Liverpool go and sign, if I'm being really honest. And a lot of people also look at Joel Quansah's form and rise to prominence this season and go, we don't need him because of Joel Quansah. However, when Joel Quansah was playing and really impressing, and he has been really impressing as well, we still had Joel Matip there or thereabouts the whole time too. We've now lost Joel Matip. Potentially, we might not see Joel Matip again for any consistent run in a Liverpool side, maybe ever, to be honest. So I still am very much of the opinion Liverpool will have to do something in the centre-back department, whether it be in January or the summer, and Levi Colwill. There's worse options than Levi Colwill. Let's put it like that. There's loads of options, by the way, in the minute. I mentioned Romano saying centre-backs a moment ago. I think Ousmane Diomande, Gonçalo Inácio, Antonio Silva. There's an abundance, a plethora of names doing the rounds, I think it's fair to say. But yeah, Levi Colwill would be one pretty high on my list of priorities, if I'm being honest. Quickly run through the news before I go. Howard Webb has said there was an error made when not awarding Liverpool a penalty against Arsenal when Martin Odegaard handballed inside the area. Yeah, no shock there, Howard. Jordan Henderson looks set to join Ajax after terminating his Al Ettifaq deal in Saudi Arabia. Liverpool are making strong moves to sign Mamadou Sonko, Swedish youth international left winger. Fabrizio Romano has said Liverpool are exploring the market for potential new signings at centre-back and have made some calls to that end as well. And Levi Colwill is reportedly still on the radar at Anfield as well, as Chelsea potentially may need to sell some of their homegrown players. And yeah, to wrap up then, just to let everybody know, if you want a free month of Red Men Plus, sign up as a Captain monthly subscriber. Use the code KLOPP, that's K-L-O-P-P. You'll get all our content, all the match day stuff, all the transfers, all the journal insights, etc., etc. Plus an incredible show I recorded just this morning with former Liverpool Academy coach Anthony Godfrey, boss fella, boss chat about the progression through the ranks, about Trent and just how incredible he is, Curtis Jones, just how well drilled and how well run the Liverpool Academy is right now and why we're getting such success from it. So yeah, sound bite-sized done for another day. Until next time, take it easy.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.